actions by law enforcement are part of the investigation. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The governor of Texas says he's livid he was given inaccurate information in the immediate aftermath of Tuesday's shooting at Robb Elementary School.
Governor Greg Abbott says he, like others, was misled about facts surrounding the shooting and that he ended up sharing bad information with the public because of it. So he said his expectation now of law enforcement,
which includes the Texas Rangers and the FBI, they get to the bottom of every fact with absolute certainty.
When asked about gun laws, Abbott said too many shootings are committed by those who pass background checks.
Anyone who suggests, well, maybe we should focus on background checks as opposed to mental health, I suggest to you is mistaken.
He said for a century and a half, 18-year-olds have been allowed to purchase long guns in Texas, but only recently have used them to commit mass shootings. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Over the objections of some, the NRA convention has gone on in Houston. Former President Trump, one of the featured speakers.
Defending our Second Amendment is about defending law, order, and life. We know that as law and order conservatives, we have no higher goal than to reduce violent crime by the greatest degree possible.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, along with musicians Lee Greenwood and Don McLean, canceled their appearances after the school shooting. President Biden this morning addressed the graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy, telling them they're graduating at an inflection point for America and the world.
The next 10 years will be the decisive decade of this century, because it's going to shape what our world looks like and the values that will guide it.
The president told the newly commissioned officers to be representatives of democracy, noting threats from Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the actions by China. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
It's not a secret anymore. A 205-page database of church-related sexual abuse is made public by Southern Baptist leaders.
Released late Thursday, it names names of hundreds of pastors and other church-affiliated personnel allegedly involved in church-related sexual abuse that was kept under wraps for more than a decade and includes more than 700 entries from cases that largely spanned from 2000 to 2019. Two executive committee leaders calling it an initial but important step towards addressing the scourge of sexual abuse and implementing reform in the convention. Its existence became widely known Sunday when the independent firm Guidepost Solutions included it in its bombshell report detailing how the leaders mishandled allegations of sex abuse, stonewalled numerous survivors, and prioritized protecting the SBC from liability.
Fox's CJ Papa, a Michigan business owner, has filed a lawsuit to try to get on the state's August primary ballot. It's the first of many likely legal challenges after five Republican candidates for governor were barred because of too few valid petition signatures. Perry Johnson's asking the state appeals court to order the Board of State canvassers to put him on the ballot. A peanut butter recall is expanding to include dozens of other products, including snacks and candy made with the peanut butter.
Last week's Jif peanut butter recall by J.M. Smucker Company has been expanded, causing a domino effect of recalls by other companies who use Jif in their products. That list includes Walmart, Country Fresh, Albertsons, and Wawa. Almost 70 products are now included, like peanut butter sandwiches, store-brand pies, chocolate candy, and even fruit and veggie snack packs like apples with peanut butter dip. The Jif recall was prompted by a salmonella outbreak at a Kentucky manufacturing plant. The company is offering reimbursements.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Recall product information can be found at Jif.com under recall info. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.